In this week's Parsha, Parshas Devarim, we have at the beginning of the Parsha, Moshe is going to start to give Tochacha to Bnei Yisrael, and Rashi points out that Moshe gives it close to his death, and then Rashi points out many individuals, we saw this originally from Yaakov Avinu, who took the exact same mahalach, that they decided that the rebuke that they were going to give to, in Yaakov's case, was to his children, Moshe to the nation, was going to be at the end of their days. And there's many reasons why this would make sense. One reason I would like to suggest is if you give somebody rebuke, harif, musar, when you're young and you have many years left of life, they may think, oh, you have ulterior motives, you want to make yourself feel better, you want to be like, oh, look at me, I'm a hotshot, and you're a bum, you don't know anything, you do everything wrong. But when life is coming towards an end, you have no ulterior motive. You don't look at things like, oh, I'm trying to make myself feel better. Because one wouldn't have that. One wouldn't have that kavana in the slightest. It would never dawn upon a person to, as my days are coming to an end, let me make you feel like garbage to lift myself up. But it's totally lishma. My kavana is when I'm telling you, work on this. This is something that is going to affect you your whole life. It's not my way of saying, oh, this is really something that I have an issue with, so let me shield it onto you to make myself feel better. But no, it's because I want you to be better. I want you to be as successful as humanly possible. And that's what it resembles an incredible leader. That is not about me. It's totally about you. It's about how you can be the best person possible, how you can be the most successful possible. And that's what Moshe wanted to leave with his people, that they should all have that feeling of I'm going to be the best I can be. And Moshe was going to help them get to that point by focusing on this issue and that issue and this area and that area where perhaps they struggled but wanted to be better, and Moshe was giving them the chizik that you can be better, and they just needed to hear it. And all of us, every now and then, we need a kick. But it's very important when you're the person giving the kick to somebody that you don't have ulterior motives. And when it's even something that could possibly be shayach to you, it's hard to perceive that there's no ulterior motives. But at the end of your days, when you're on your deathbed, when life is about to end, all you're thinking about is the other person and nothing to make you feel better. Have a wonderful Shabbos.